This land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedline. The weekend-long search for two boatmen off the New South Wales coast had come to an end after the men were able to contact authorities and be towed back to the mainland. After vanishing from the town of Yarmba on Saturday, a multi-agency search from New South Wales and Queensland police team began. It has now been confirmed that the call came through about 9 p.m. on Sunday, when the men reported that they were safe, but suffering from extreme exhaustion. Marine Rescue New South Wales volunteers towed the boat back to Yarmba, where it was expectedly docked at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today. In other local news, the Queensland government is launching an investigation after a, quote, bundled IT system, unquote, that could have allowed for child safety information to go missing or not be accessible to caseworkers, something that the Child Safety Minister said would have serious consequences. Child Safety Minister Amanda Cam said that she was briefed on Wednesday about the issue with a significant problem, which contained data about almost 16,000 children currently in state care, as well as those previously known to the department. Cam is quoted as saying, "My major concern as the Minister for Child Safety is a system failure of this size could result in the death of a child," end quote. In national news, telecommunication company Optus is investigating yet another network outage that led to 9 failed 000 calls near Wollongong in New South Wales. Optus issued a statement that the issue originated from a mobile phone tower site in Dapto, with affected calls between 3 a.m. and 12:20 p.m. on Sunday. This comes just 10 days after the last outage, which resulted in hundreds of failed 000 calls and the deaths of 4 people who were not able to be connected to emergency services. Other national news, police sources and water operations have joined the extensive search for a 4-year-old boy who went missing from his family's South Australian homestead on Saturday evening. The boy, only identified as Gus, was last seen at his home around 5 p.m. on Saturday. South Australian police have deployed helicopter assistance with infrared camera, yet no sign of the boy has been found. Police have tried and will continue to try to find little Gus, as South Australian Police Senior Constable Matt Hale told ABC Radio Adelaide. In international news, Typhoon Bully is expected to make landfall in Vietnam this morning after causing 10 deaths and widespread flooding in its previous blast in the Philippines. Up to 15,000 citizens have already been evacuated, with the northern and central provinces predicted to see up to 600 millimeters of rain in the coming days, and rivers rising by 9 meters. State media have reported that authorities in Da Nang plan to move over 210,000 residents to higher ground, while the coastal regions are seeing 32,000 citizens evacuating and 4 airports being shut down. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a cloudy start. It is currently 24 degrees, with an expected maximum of 31. The tide is rising after low tide ended an hour ago, and a king tide is expected by 3 p.m. Remember, bury or bin any fish gizzards you have if you are casting out this afternoon. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is protected to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.